This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to believe you're a survivor.
Yeah.
That if things really go whatever way, you can make it work for you and maybe your family.
You got grit, man.
Yeah. But something Tommy saw made he and I realize we're overestimating ourselves. Yeah. Because when you've got just a handful of things, you need skills to make those things work. And those skills are things 99% of us, no matter how tough you think you are, don't have.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So there's a lot of floods going on.
Oh, yeah. Around
across
the world.
Right? And there was a country between the Middle East and Europe.
Yeah, you know. And it was a hard time.
Tommy is so good at following the news and bringing content. He comes and goes, hey, I saw this story.
I couldn't remember what country.
What country? Oh, no, it's what up over there.
You can't see it anyway. It's underwater.
So they're flooded right now.
So they're flooded. So the UN's got some stuff going on right now. All the big wigs are down there doing their speeches. So this one dude's getting up there, and he's giving like a recap of the day at the UN.
Okay.
And they're talking about all the relief they're doing around the world, because that's one of the UN things they do, right?
Sure,
they provide food. So they're sending out this care package to this poor country that's completely been devastated by floods.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, they're sending some nice stuff to feed the folk.
Oh, great. Yeah. What are they getting?
It's like a triple header.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get, for free,
okay,
they're sending over flour, lentils,
okay,
and oil. Like, that's a thing that I'd be excited to get in my flooded out house.
Flour,
does that go
lentils,
and
oil. That's it. And this is like a care package for relief.
And this is what's going to feed you.
Right. Okay. And don't forget, like, my house is flooded.
Yes.
Yeah.
My town, the country's flooded.
Sure, yeah.
And this is what they're going to drop off at my house.
Okay, first of all, I am kind of getting like a hint of like you want better stuff when the UN may have to supply food to like hundreds of thousands of people.
But I don't know what to do with this.
So let's talk about that.
All right.
So Kimmy, you said maybe that stuff can go a long way.
Yeah.
Very possible.
To how?
Don't know.
What do I do with a bag of flour?
So the two of us, Tommy and I,
yeah,
we sat in this room yesterday while you were out of the room.
Yeah, I did not. I was not part of this conversation.
We sat here for 10 minutes and tried to figure out what you could make with just flour,
oil,
lentils, and oil.
And what did we come up with?
We came up with nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Because I don't even know, are the lentils dry, I'm assuming? Right? It's not even going to be like a can of lentils that we get like at Wegmans. So I'd have a bag of dry lentils.
Can I make a confession while we're on the lentils thing? Mm. What's a lentil?
It's like a bean.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah, because I think he's right, because I think that's what, like, a lot of, like, vegan vegetarians, it's in a lot of those dishes.
No, I mean, I've had lentils
in,
like,
rice?
A soup.
Is it a bean? Is it a cross between a rice and a bean?
Oh, it's a brice?
Brice.
Is it a lentil?
I think she works down the hall in the country station.
No, a legume. Is it a legume?
Yeah, that's
like
a nut.
It looks like a little bean.
Yeah, legume's a nut.
No, legumes can also be things like lentils. Google is
it almost looks like a seed. / bean,
is it a seed? Is it like quinoa? What's quinoa?
Well, guess what? It ain't coming.
Will you Google, Kimmy,
yeah,
are lentils legumes? Also, what is a legume?
It's, okay,
but if it's dry,
a lentil is a high protein pulse that is dried and then soaked and cooked before eating.
What's a pulse?
I don't know.
I don't know.
By the way, now we're starving and we're flooded.
Okay.
And we're dying because now I have three pointless items.
It's from a plant.
Okay, so it's a vegetable? All right, I'm sorry.
Well, it ain't meat.
The lentil is an edible legume.
Ah! What's a legume?
Hey, we have a legume for dinner.
Okay, so the argument...
You got any flour at all to go to the legume?
The argument that Tommy and I got into, Kimmy, while you were out of the room, is could you make bread with just flour and water? And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I thought you needed like eggs and stuff to make flour.
I get that that would make that
like,
better
like, to
bread.
Make, like, to make like a bread.
Okay. But like...
Can you make...
Okay, you can make bread, it says, with... This can't be right. You can make bread with flour, water, and oil?
Wow. Looks like they nailed it, didn't they?
But it's got to be really
Of course it's going to be horrible, but you're starving to death. You're just giving them stuff to not die.
All right, so we can make bread. But what do I do with them dry lentils?
You put the lentils in the water, and then you put the lentils in the bread because that's protein.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, hold on, wise guy.
Okay.
It's flooded.
Yeah.
We probably don't have any power.
Okay.
So how we'd have to have access to fresh water.
Yep.
To make this.
But they're probably bringing you water with the care package.
All right, but I didn't say that. They didn't say jug of water. It cuts off at all.
I would guess the UN brings in like a centralized water location. Yeah, but
all right, so then I got to walk 5 goddamn miles to get a gallon of water.
You're actually swimming cuz you're flooded.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. All right, so then we got to heat everything up. How are we heating it?
Okay, so that's just it. You would also have to know how to make a fire.
With what?
Stones. Somebody's got to have a lighter. There must be one 7-Eleven.
What are you lighting it? What are you lighting to make fire?
You would have to gather dry things to make a fire and then cook your bread over an open flame.
Okay. Keyword here.
Okay.
Flood.
Not every.
I'm guessing we ain't got no dry wood with Flood Town. So now I've got damp wood. Supposedly you have a lighter and you were clicking
matches.
Stones. Okay. Like, we're so dead.
Look, we're dead. I agree with you. Like, you can make bread, but we're going to die.
But
you
we didn't know that. And we wouldn't know that because we'd have no internet.
You're right. You're right. But I would just start mixing things. I would take the bread in the water and be like, okay, let's just see what happens.
You can make.
You mean the oil in the water?
The flour in the water to make bread and just see what happens. Okay, here's what we're getting at here. And I see you guys on hold, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The idea of self-sustained survival has gotten really popular the last few years.
Oh, sure.
Like, they'll pitch you emergency food rations on AM radio and those crazy podcasts.
Patriot food. Freedom cans.
No, freedom cans. Your mom was there? Because those are free for everybody, buddy. America, your mother's breasts. They're in everyone's face. My mouth was on her own.
Jesus.
Get dumped. What? There are thousands. Of YouTubers that want to show you how to live off the land. They're on TikTok and Instagram, too. Some of them claiming now they're completely off the grid, despite the fact they have a camera and Wi-Fi to post a video. There's almost, Tommy, this romantic idea.
Yeah. Harken back.
Yes, that these folks, if the world were to change in a flash all of a sudden.
We're frontiersmen.
Yes, that these people would be thriving, and they can show you how to do it, too.
I would be as dead as a French bulldog.
Yeah.
Agreed. But, Kimmy, when you see these influencers, because you've seen them. You've seen them online. Do you believe that they have the skills to survive?
I mean, they have more skills than I do. I mean, they do, I guess, figure out some way. But
are you sure? I always feel like those are set up.
Mm.
Yeah, but I guess you still know enough to make the bread or make whatever it is. I mean, it may get you by a little longer than it would me.
The guy's wearing makeup.
Yeah.
You could tell me how to be a survivalist?
I'm guessing he's copying somebody else that he saw.
And like that, you know, you brought up like Patriot food. Like you have a website I have to go to, right?
Right. I know.
Not exactly living outside of modern convenience.
But I'm a bad example because I know myself and I know I'm a quitter.
Well, but no, you're talking like, about survival. Though.
Like I don't even know what I, let's say, I wouldn't know where to begin.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, what's the basics that I even need, you know?
And I also don't want to kill myself or my family if I'm doing it wrong.
Okay, but then you're gonna die starving to death. So, I mean, it's better, I guess.
Well, at least it's not on me.
You'd rather die and be like, not my fault.
Yes, much rather.
We're all dying, and this is probably on you guys, too. All right, here is my question.
All right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
You can get some real men talk now.
With this story Tommy has of the UN dropping in flooded countries right now, lentils, flour and water as a care package.
No, oil.
I'm sorry. Lentils, flour, and oil.
You get no water.
Could you survive on just the basics? And we can admit here, those three items we just named would be tough for us. Plus, we don't really cook with lentils a lot in America.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with them.
Let's say you had access to your entire pantry.
Oh, okay.
How many things with the items you have just in your pantry, dry goods, could you make with no stove? And then how long could you make your pantry that you have right now last? Because how long it goes also plays a big part in this.
All right. So just with like the standard stuff you think people have in there, like peanut butter.
Pasta. But you wouldn't be able to heat it up.
But you would have
some canned tuna, maybe. You got some.
What, your mom's there again? No, I mean, like, you would have flour and baking
You'd be all
soda.
Over,
right?
All right.
Like, stuff you would have that stuff. Everybody has that stuff in
the
pantry.
I don't know what to do with baking soda. I've never used baking soda.
Bake. I also don't know. What is baking soda
do? It's in some.
What does it do, though?
Baked goods. I don't know. Does
Thank
it help
you.
It rise
baking
or something?
Baking soda.
Does it help it rise? No, that's yeast.
But I think it does do something like that.
And if you let it rise too much, you get an infection. It's true.
Boo.
Don't stand over your stove, ladies.
Or a muffin will pop out.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, like, I started thinking about this last night. I went and looked in my pantry.
Yeah.
And my family's dead in 3 days.
I was going to say, your canned goods only take you so far.
But canned goods are easy because you can eat them cold.
Yeah, but you'd have to have stocked full.
Mm. All right, let's do it this way. Let's say you even have access to a grocery store, but the world has changed. There is no more prepared foods. No restaurants. Wegmans is not making subs
or
calzones.
No fresh meat.
All you can do is buy ingredients to make food. Could you walk into Wegmans and find something to make on an open flame with just ingredients? And mac and cheese from Kraft is cheating, and hot dogs are cheating. I'm talking about you got to put ingredients
together.
Noodles
and butter. I can live off of noobles. Noobles
and boo-boos? Yeah, you are six. Mommy, I want some noobles and boo-boos.
I could live off of noodles and butter.
Okay, so you couldn't. You would eventually get sick. You're going to be missing nutrients.
Yeah, but you're going to be missing nutrients with most of the stuff you're going to make.
No, but
I'm assuming you can only make one or two things.
Because it's mostly going to be like starchy stuff like rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noodles. What else would there be?
Well, I mean, like, you could take stuff to make bread. You could grab flour and baking soda and stuff like that off the shelves. There are other foods. I mean, there are people listening right now who can whip up things with just a pile of ingredients sitting in front
of them. But I wouldn't know how to make bread in a skillet. Like, I can understand, like, you baking bread, like, but to take the oil and the flour, let's say you could do that.
Sure, yeah.
And you could combo that, and you could make bread in a skillet. I don't know how that works. Like, you're not pouring it into, like, a bread mold and put it in an oven.
You can
Is bread that much
like,
more?
Like, you're just, like, you might stir it till it turns into bread. Hey, not bread yet. Now it's just this murky, oily, floury thing.
How do they make unleavened bread?
I don't know what unleavened bread. Is that matzah?
Yeah, flatbread.
That's like a cracker.
It's bread, though.
But I don't think they make it in a skillet.
No, I don't know. I'm asking how they make it. So do you have to, like, design
it? I think they bake it.
Okay, I understand.
I think they roll it out.
You could probably build, like, a little makeshift
flour, water, and salt.
Wait, You're now building stoves.
No, and by the way, take like just something to hold the heat in.
Why is bread any different really than like eating pasta every day?
No, I get it, but you at least get the lentils for protein.
I just don't think you could do basic bread, your unleavened bread, with your makeshift oven.
Look, man, I'm telling you. Look, I'm not saying it would be good, and I'm not saying that I would be successful.
Be
I understand, but here's the other.
And I got nothing to dunk my bread in. I got dry lentils. What you call this living? Bolivia, wherever the hell you're flooding.
How do you not know the country? You watch the whole
Bro,
story.
It's like there's so much flooding going on right now. We're like in flood season. It's like monsoon time.
You know what's weird though?
What?
As we talk about this, you know, knowing that we would not be good at this. If you found out a way to make just unleavened bread with water, oil, whatever, lentils, right? It would suck for the first couple of weeks.
Yes.
But then it would be the greatest thing ever. It would be one of those weird things where the longer it goes, the more you would love that same
thing.
Like
it became my norm?
Yeah, and not
you look forward to it.
It's all you would have, right? Like if that's all the food I had, even though it's the worst food you've ever had in your life. Like we've also seen like in tough times in America here, I mean tough times compared to what flour, oil, and lentil is.
Right.
There are some foods that are invented to save money and to,
a necessity.
Yeah, that live forever. Like for example, chipped beef on toast.
Okay, Spam was another
Spam,
one.
Spam, there you go.
It's nothing but snouts and ass.
There's food that we eat on a regular basis now that was invented because it was cheap and easy and people didn't have any other options and sometimes it just sticks around. Right. So maybe you would find yourself.
But send me a slab of bacon. Well, at least something I could work with.
Well, you'd be good. You got a garden at your house. Got plenty of tomatoes.
Yeah, but that only lasts like a week. And by the way, if there was if you had some kind of like devastation, your garden's underwater. It's useless.
You got floating cucumbers.
That's why they're sending you. That's your fantasy. I think that's why they're sending.
We didn't get that one in there.
I thought we were just talking about like I don't know weird end of times.
Because it had a floating cuke. I don't get it.
No, okay, you're right. Even if it doesn't flood, Kimmy, that garden's going to sustain my family for a week.
At best.
Yeah. And what am I going to eat, raw cucumbers?
Hey, you make it too easy.
So, I didn't mean to. I just realized it came out of my mouth.
I could put tomatoes
in
a lot of
bites,
different stuff.
I don't want you to choke.
I can make a lot with tomatoes.
You can make stuff with
tomatoes. What are you going to make with
tomatoes? Toasted tomato sandwich sounds delicious.
You don't have a toaster.
We're making bread too, right?
You're going to make bread and toasted tomatoes in a skillet.
I don't know. I thought we were making stuff in a skillet.
So you're going to take the tomato, put it on the matzah, and that's what you're going to eat?
Mm-hmm. Matzah tomato.
Yeah. I could eat that.
I mean, that does probably cost like $12 at like some high-end bakeries.
Yeah. I can't imagine eating dry bread all day.
I like matzah.
Yeah, but usually you get something on the matzah.
No, I like just plain matzah. I mean, yes,
that's
you're
a cracker.
Right. No, but I never had it before. My father-in-law is Jewish. Mm. He had bought some when he was in town the last time, and I had never had it before. And I was like, oh, I've been missing out on matzah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not something I go out of my way to buy, but I think I could live on matzah.
For a little while. Be like living on saltine crackers.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but
you
got no tomato soup. Crumble it. I can't eat a cracker without I got to crumble it or do something with it. Put a piece of cheese on it.
Look, but man, you eat the most base. This I would think you would have the easiest time with this because you don't do dips. You don't.
I like hummus.
You eat everything pretty raw.
I don't. Why? Why?
He does.
Oh, you
can hear him crunching on his snacks over there.
Why?
Oh, I was crunching last night. It was really raw. Raw dog.
For God's sake, wait. Where was the raw dog that you were smacking your lips?
That's how tasty it was. Ate the whole thing.
I don't think you're saying what you think. 252-WCMF.
I'm still making you uncomfortable.
252-9263. We got tweets coming in. Again, we're talking about this story Tommy saw in the news. As he put it, a country between Europe and the Middle East has been flooded.
Mm.
And the UN is dropping off a care package to help these people survive.
Yeah.
The package contained flour, lentils, and oil.
That's it.
And Tommy and I in the room before the show yesterday were trying to figure out what we can make with this stuff, and we came up with nothing.
Right.
So you were talking about making bread in a skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Christina writes us, you can make bread in a skillet.
Okay.
Kimmy, can you Google a recipe for skillet bread?
Well, somebody else said you can make pita bread and naan.
Naan.
Same
more Middle Eastern bread.
So that
and Asian bread.
It kind of narrows down where the flood was, huh? Lentils and Middle Eastern bread.
Okay.
How do you not?
I don't know what country. There's like a million countries.
I could have just said in the Middle East.
Ken Stania. Was that Ken Stania?
What, the city of Rochester when it comes to you on the radio? God, I hate you so much. I hate you so much. Got me making, I'm doing bad jokes now, just trying to hurt you.
It's like one of those countries where every building is like kind of pointy. You know what I'm talking about.
Kimmy, what do I have to do to make, do you like fry it?
I don't really know what donuts. You're asking. Like, what do you mean, how do you make it?
Like, could you Google recipe for skillet?
Well, if it's a skillet, you're basically frying
it. Yeah, you're just putting it in the skillet. You're putting the dough in a skillet.
So it's like making fried bread.
It's like making a pancake.
We're having pancakes?
No, you can't make...
Lentils and pancakes?
Would lentil pancakes be good?
No, it sounds disgusting,
Potato
man.
Pancakes are good.
Yeah, but usually you get stuff with it. You got no butter. And by the way, you probably get, like, crap oil. You're not getting, like, good olive oil.
You're upset
oil.
With the quality of the oil that the UN is giving you when you're dying.
It's going to be some kind of base-ass oil.
Okay. Bro, potato pancakes are fantastic on their own. No, I don't need sour cream. I don't need applesauce. I don't need butter. I'll just eat them straight up.
We did watch you eat a plain potato the other day, which was strange.
But there's certain things sour cream just screams it needs to be on.
No.
And potato... Like those latkes and stuff like that.
At least a
latke, the character
butter.
Taxi, you
and
idiot.
And potato, you gotta have sour cream.
No. I'm telling you, man. I asked you guys.
You didn't even put butter on that thing.
Yeah, we were all out to dinner, and you went like you tried to eat healthy,
and then you tried to make us eat a plain potato like we've never had a potato.
And
before.
You were like sawing into it because it was so.
You're like, you guys
got to
try this. You ever heard of it, potato?
Yeah.
Here was my point. Yeah. So I got the dry potato.
Butter, no nothing.
Well, I'm trying to eat better, but I love. Right. I could eat just a potato like an apple. I love potatoes.
Okay.
You guys admitted you had never had a dry potato before
because there's no need.
I enjoy it like a loaded potato.
Oh, I understand. God, yeah. But the point I was making was, if you've never had a dry potato, how do you know you don't like a dry potato?
Because it says something in it that I don't like. Yeah. Dry. I don't like dry food.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go out for some dry steak tonight. Can I get that steak extra dry?
You know, I would...
Dry mashed potatoes, essentially, what you're eating.
I eat dry mashed potatoes.
No, there's butter in mashed potatoes.
You got to put it in there. You know, there's not. You know, when you order mashed potatoes, the butter's not already in the potato when it comes out of the ground, right?
I know, but like when you order mashed potatoes,
it's always got good
there.
Stuff in.
When my wife makes me mashed potatoes,
she just smashes a dry potato.
When she smashes them, I'll start eating those potatoes before she starts making the mashed potatoes. They're
what
delicious.
Is with you and spuds, man?
I don't know. What could it be?
Because you're Irish.
What could it be in my background that makes me love potatoes?
Yeah.
Just comes naturally.
Dry ass potatoes.
I don't know what you want from me. I've always loved potatoes. And here's the thing, now that we're thinking about it,
you're a guy afraid of sauce. Mm-hmm. You don't put sauce on anything. You don't put sauce on the wings. You say it ruins them.
No.
He doesn't want to get fat.
No.
No, because he's always been dry everything guy.
No. There is a time for sauces. There is a responsible time for sauces. And
I don't know why your aunt, you fight sauce so hard when it makes things better.
No. Yeah. No, if you're going to order certain foods, the sauce can ruin it. Like, for example, if I get a steak, I want no sauce on that steak. The meat should speak for itself. If I get a good quality hamburger, I want no condiments on that burger.
That's so weird.
The meat should speak for itself.
You're going to get a hamburger.
Yeah.
With nothing on it and a bun.
Tomato, lettuce, onion, whatever else comes on the
burger. But you're not going to put ketchup, mayo, mustard, nothing.
Let me put it this way. If I go to Bill Gray's or like, Tom Wall's.
You want a dry burger.
Maybe a slather, like a slight slather of mayonnaise. The burger speaks for itself.
You put something on there.
Yeah, that's weak. You miss it out in life.
Oh, shut up, man. No, you're just
give me the ketchup.
Now, let me tell you something, man.
Ketchup my ass.
You're just using artificiality to try and cover up a hole in your soul, man. Why don't you taste the meat? Live a little.
Or am I tasting meat without condiment?
Wait. You want to taste some meat?
Yeah, but I don't want it too dry.
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. I'm just, after this talk, I inspired you guys. I thought I'm putting up this new business.
Yeah. Don't include me in this business.
Yeah, right. Tommy, this is exclusively for you.
Yeah,
I've got a kiosk now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you jumped into the dry game.
Yeah.
Dry meat game.
No. I'm actually going damp meat because that's what you're into.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a wet meat that doesn't need condiments.
So this company you're opening, store, where do I go?
Oh, it's on the men's room.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I get in there, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Pat's Dampest Meat You Ever Had in Your Mouth. Close your eyes. Here comes a no ketchup surprise. Sauce all in your mouth.
All right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. the 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy, or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.